See that Steve Martin movie, The Man with Two Brains?
Yes, several times. I love that movie.
Yeah.
My whole family loves it. I've never seen that.
What is that?
It's a guy and his girlfriend or something.
It's a metaphor.
She dies, but her brain is still alive and talks to him through this jar. And he's in love with her, but she's a brain. So he goes out to kill a beautiful woman who's just fucking stupid as hell. So he could put this brain of this woman that he loves into this
so it's
stupid
like,
woman.
So it's a romance.
My favorite two-brain story is Zaphod.
Steve Martin one.
Zaphod Beeblebrox. He's got two brains.
And that was several stories about people with two brains.
Tens! I did it! I'm back!
Welcome, everybody. This is Octavarius Podcast number 10.
Woo!
Is it 10 already?
Yeah, we've hit the big 10.
Oh, sweet.
The big 1-0.
Happy 10, everybody.
90 more and we'll be able to be in syndication.
All right.
That's how it works.
Let's go around the room. Let's start with this end here.
Yeah, it's me, Chris.
It's me, Tins.
And Brian.
Scott.
It's me, Castelvi.
It's me, Mark.
It's me, LP.
I'm excited to be back. I've been gone for 3 podcasts straight.
I really didn't notice you were gone.
That's fine. That's fine.
Brian does
really
a great Tins impression.
Take away.
Yeah, it was just nice.
Yeah, it was a good break. It was a good break.
Well, vacation's over, so S my D.
Ship his dog.
Where's our mailbag today?
It is right here. Let me just.
This one.
Oh, wow. We have a new letter writer today.
Yeah, someone actually wrote in.
What are you implying?
That everyone has always wrote in on their own separate merits.
Robert Hughes did not send this letter. This is from Lindsay Branco from Chicago, Illinois.
Good pronunciation.
And it says...
Really good, actually, yeah.
And it says, I think that you guys should talk about gross/disgusting and sick things. Matt will know how these should go.
I'm Matt.
And she's all the way from Bolingbrook.
Unless she's talking about you, Tins.
I doubt she would have said Tins.
No.
Or LP. No. Although she probably would have just called you Stealthy.
Yeah, no,
so she's
no.
probably not referring to any of us.
No, so none of us.
So we're clueless.
Probably a different Matt from another group. Yeah.
Would you like to take a stab at
talk about gross things.
Matt definitely gross. Needs to start though.
Ew, gross.
Gross like gross things that Sick. We've done or gross thing that we've seen. Probably
how about
we've
both?
Done, right?
How about yeah. both? You got a story about one.
I used to hate how gross was like a 8th grade girl derogatory term for everything.
Ew, gross.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
It'd be like, we have a math test. Gross.
Yeah, Chris, maybe you, and then anyone who has served here, Brian, whenever I take food from the kitchen to a table, sometimes I'll nab a fry because I want that fry. I'm like, oh, that fry looks good. They don't deserve that fry. It's my fry. So I'll take a fry. But one time, a coworker saw me and was like, Matt, that's gross. That's disgusting. Ew. And I was like, no, because my hand never really touches the rest of the fries. Did they just take that one fry?
No, as a server, I totally get that. I've totally gotten that before. Because I'm not a guy that picks food off people's plates. I've seen servers that do it.
I love to do that.
Yeah, but like, I'll do it for... If somebody at my restaurant, I work at a little brewery pub kind of restaurant, and we have pizzas there. We've got a really good barbecue chicken pizza. So like when they get done and they're sitting there and the pizza's in the center of the table and they take 2 slices and then they just throw the rest away, you can take a slice of pizza. It's not like they were eating it. There's not bites taken out of it. It's just a slice of pizza.
Yeah.
I don't think that's gross.
You can, but I always do my best to resist. And the reason I do this, and I might be dumb in this because I've probably missed out on awesome pizza like a bunch of times. I probably have. But I don't because I think to myself, what if, you know, they sneezed on it? What if they coughed on it? And I think like, okay, I am a poor waiter. right? If I get this person's, you know, disease, you know, that's going to cost me way more than the enjoyment of that pizza.
But if you have, like, 1,000 bites of delicious pizza and you only get one disease from it, I'd say it's worth it.
Yeah.
Maybe you...
I'd say you're playing a fool's game.
And you know what? Maybe I am.
Brian, I just think... That argument you just made could be said about the cooks that are packaging your food. The cooks that put the food on the plate... could have coughed maybe in the wrong place.
You're exactly right.
And well, what disease are you worried about getting that's going to, like, ruin your life?
I don't know. It's not that it ruined my life. It's just, is it worth it to me? No. If I saw food that tempted me that much, then I would do it.
Yeah, if you're so super hungry.
So if it's delicious enough and you're hungry enough, the enjoyment outweighs the risk. So
Brian, and I've just always been able to hold back, I guess.
What food would be delicious enough that you would risk getting a disease over to eat someone's leftover food?
Man, I have no idea. I've never seen it, but I can't wait to.
I can tell you.
I can't wait to find that food, and you know what? I'm going to fucking eat it, and it's going to be great.
I think there's so much weight on people. Everyone is like, who's like, not germophobic, but like, listen, I'm a gross guy, but I know that just scientifically... there's germs everywhere. You can't avoid them.
And I'm not...
It's impossible.
There's literally fecal coliform everywhere.
And
literally.
I'm not a big germaphobe. I really am not. But I guess I try to observe that thing where, like, I just don't touch other people's food that I don't know. I don't know. I just don't...
Is that your line? Is the other people's food? Because everyone has a gross line.
It's not gross to me. I don't find it gross, mm-hmm. but I just decide, hey, Brian, it ain't worth it.
One time I was at, I've never been a server, but I have been really cheap before. And I was at a Denny's.
Those are two different things, Mark. Those are two very different things.
I've never been president, but I have scuba dived.
The obvious dichotomy there. That I was at a Denny's with a group of friends. Because, you know, like when you're in high school, there aren't that many places to go after, you know, like 10, 12 o'clock. And my friend Caitlin and I were the people who, you know, like, didn't really have great jobs, and everyone else was like, oh, I'm getting onion rings on
everyone
top of a
burger. Everyone at Denny's looking down on you with their great jobs.
and we were sitting there, and, like, a group left a table off to the side, and Caitlin was like, there's, like, 3 mini burgers left on that plate. We can have them.
That's gross.
Wow. Gross.
Is this the Caitlin that we all know?
Yes. I love the Caitlin that you know.
Caitlin is the reason why I don't wear matching socks anymore. One time in college, she wasn't wearing matching socks, and I was like,
she never wore matching socks.
I know,
socks.
And I was like, what's the deal? Why don't you match your socks? She's like, who fucking cares about socks?
I do. I just care about appearance, so I need my socks.
Yeah, I care how I look, so, like, I...
You're vain, Chris.
You gotta go fuck yourself. Yeah, no, I'm very vain. I love to look good.
To be honest, I do envy LP's awesome footwear. He always wears cool socks and cool shoes.
And yeah, since I've seen LP with his fancy socks, I now own like 15 pairs of fancy socks. Fancy socks are great.
Fancy socks, ahoy!
And what's great, the greatest thing about fancy socks is they're so easy to sort out when they come out of the dryer.
Yeah.
Like, brown, weird, argyle-looking one. I know where the other brown, weird, argyle-looking sock is.
But then if you lose that sock, you're done.
Well, that's the problem I keep running into because I the past month and a half, I've never been able to find a night for some reason when I can do all of my laundry, which is usually only 2 loads, in a single night. And what invariably will happen is that, 6 pairs of fancy socks will come out of that first load with only 1 sock per pair.
Gah!
And then I can't wear the goddamn fancy socks!
All right.
Gah!
Hey, get a hold of yourself.
I'd like to point out right now, Tins is wearing just plain white socks.
Yeah, because I have laundry to do, VWO.
I would like to point out that I'm wearing fancy socks.
Yeah, you always.
Whenever you have to, like, there are certain clothes items I can re-wear, and it's not that gross. If you ever have to, like, wear socks, like, a day or two in a row, I think that's gross.
Yeah.
That's really bad.
I put so many things over socks in that category.
I'll wear one pair of clothes another day in a row, because how I feel about it, because how often do you get drunk at someone's house and just pass out, or you're downtown, or you're somewhere where you're not at home, and then you have to wear the same set of clothes?
How often do you just fall asleep at the Jackson Red Line and wake up the next day still in your own clothes?
I used to do it all the time when I would go over to LP's place. I'd wear the same. I'd sleep the whole weekend in the same outfit.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
I changed my one shirt, but then I'd wear the same bottoms.
I really can't sympathize.
Why not?
It's happened to me. But
sympathize.
I think we may have discussed this before.
No, definitely.
That I'm like uber prepared in like whatever I do.
Boy Scout.
Yeah, I'm always a Boy Scout. Now, I always, if I'm ever inconvenienced by something, I make sure that doesn't inconvenience me ever again. And people usually come to know by now, I usually have at least a backpack with me. When I go somewhere, I show up with a backpack, and I have in the trunk of my car a couple essentials. I have a pillow and I have a blanket. I actually have from when I was 16, when I first got my car. I have $20 hidden in my trunk somewhere. I'm like, this is my emergency $20.
Wait, so you mean since you were 16, you've never broken
into that? I've never needed that, but that's my emergency $20.
If I'm
totally strapped for cash and I need $20, I know where I can get $20.
There'd be a night where I'm like, you know, I just want one more drink or like something. I'm like, emergency money. I'll replace it.
I'm not saying don't be prepared. I'm just saying if you happen to not have the things that you need.
So if you're not prepared,
well, you can't always be prepared for everything, Chris.
You can't. Yeah, you can.
What if your car gets stolen? What do you do then?
If your car,
are you fucked? Do you like? Well, I give up and kill yourself.
It's called sandals. You start wearing sandals.
Your car was stolen. You don't have sandals. You're trapped.
They stole my sandals.
Where are your sandals?
I think
they're on my feet when I left the car.
You're wearing socks right now, which leads me to believe you're wearing shoes. So if your car's stolen right now.
You know what? If a car is stolen, why are we still worried about the socks?
Because
why is it still an issue at this point?
If they're still clean.
Because I really think that Chris is thinking about that.
Like,
he's like, great, my car's stolen, now I have to dress like a shitbag.
Now I gotta earn $20 more.
Like, I believe that, like, Chris is calling the police as soon as he realizes his car is gone. They're like, all right, we got the make and model. Was there anything of value in there? Did you see socks? There was a pair of, they weren't fancy or anything, but they were clean.
You
white
and I
socks.
Both know that the second thing after the police report was written was Chris coming up to you and be like, dude, can I borrow some socks?
You want to talk about it, Chris? Yeah, I got my car stolen.
Can I borrow some socks, man? I just want to borrow some of your socks.
What are you?
I've been wearing these for almost 24 hours.
That sucks. Why aren't you prepared?
Oh, God, my car was stolen. All
Wait,
right?
What?
It was stolen.
Holy shit. Oh, my man. God. Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm filthy.
And I want socks.
Oh, my God. Well, did you call the police? Holy shit.
Yeah,
are you going to get back?
I called them. They're called. They haven't found the socks yet. They'll go look.
See, keep me posted, I guess.
Give me your socks.
Do you guys remember, like 8 to 10 years ago? Or maybe this is common, I just don't notice anymore. But, like, people would just not wear socks, and they'd just wear, like, bare feet in their shoes. I want to say it was, like, early high school.
I had a friend, or Jonesy. I think I talked about Jonesy before, but he would specifically buy shoes that you didn't need to wear socks in. Like, they're just these specially made. And then
what's different about them?
Well, just the lining inside.
Oh, okay.
It, like, a lot. You don't have to wear socks, and it, like, it still lets your foot breathe. I don't know how it works, but.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I wouldn't feel comfortable.
You know what else is weird?
Well, it would get sweaty, and it would ruin the shoe.
Speaking of gross and sick things, I knew a guy who didn't wear socks for so long. And, like, you know, I assume he would shower, but his shoes would keep getting dirtier to the point where one day. He had to, like, he was, like, hanging out with us, and he had to go home because his mom found, like, stained footprints on their carpet.
It's like hobo's foot.
Yeah, it was just horrifying sounding. It was the grossest thing maybe not the grossest thing, but it certainly qualifies as gross/disgusting or sick things.
Okay, yeah. here's a gross thing that kind of a little different gross than we've been covering so far. When I was a little kid, I got stabbed in the eye with a Tinker Toy. My little brother and I, we were having a sword fight with Tinker Toys because we were dumb. Yeah. And I hit his Tinker Toy.
Trying to picture a Tinker Toy. What?
They were like little rods. They were like plastic rods, and then like wooden circles.
There was like a circle.
Yeah, wooden circles. Then,
were they plastic?
I thought those were all made of wood.
Wood.
I thought Lincoln Logs were wood.
Lincoln Logs are wood, but they're thicker.
They're thick.
Oh, okay.
We were fighting each other.
Define stab.
I'm getting there. We're fighting each other. We're hitting the swords against each other, and then half of his sword breaks off. And just flies through the air and just right in my eye.
Oh, God.
So I'm freaking out. And this is, my parents never left the house.
Wait, in the eyeball?
I would imagine.
Yeah, like right in the good old eyeball.
Was
you know?
There like, damn, it was just, you just get poked in the eye?
Well,
or was it like, it fucking
I am getting there.
The science
of the eye is just so complex.
Just getting there.
It will all be explained.
That's why you wear that iPad.
So
Chris, hang on. Chris is getting there.
That's funny, Mark. Okay, so... my poor sick grandmother is watching us because my parents went out. They never go out. It was like their anniversary.
Shit, it happened on your grandma's watch.
So my grandma's there. My grandma doesn't know what to do because my eye is bleeding. Blood coming out of my eye, and I'm freaking out.
That's
right?
A nightmare for me.
And my older brother, I probably was like 8 years old. My older brother was like 10. And
this was against who? A friend of yours?
No, my little brother.
Oh, you were fighting your... So your little brother...
All my brothers, yes.
Blinded you, essentially.
Yeah. So we're sitting
He's
there...
He's got a beat down.
And I'm screaming. My older brother's trying to check me out. He's... Because he wants to be a doctor when he grows up.
How old are you, dude?
I'm like 8. Brother. He's like 10.
Oh, shit. Let me get in here.
Yeah. So...
I'm a doctor.
After he was done, I calmed down, everything. He left me a doctor bill. He, like, charged
Shut
me a dollar.
Up.
Here's the best part. I fall asleep. As I sleep, right, like I think it was my right eye that bled. Well, it starts bleeding again, so it's bleeding through my eyelids.
You're like Lachie.
It trickles down my face, and the blood hardens on my eyelids.
Oh,
so when I come home, my mom and dad come in to look to see if I'm okay, and I wake up, but I can't open my eyes because my eyelids are sealed shut with the dried blood. So I think I'm blind. So I'm running around, I'm screaming because I think I'm blind now. So I'm screaming, I'm blind, and I'm terrified. My dad goes, he fills the sink up with warm water. He just scoops me up out of the air, dunks my head under the water.
Drowns you.
and the blood that was dry, it like, you know, it becomes like wet again. And he's able to rub the blood out of my eyes and I can open my eyes. So I opened my eyes and I just started crying. And like my eye just looked all red and deformed for a couple weeks.
I
broke a blood vessel. No.
God damn it.
I'm not a pussy.
You're 8, I guess.
Hospitals are totally for pussies.
Hospitals are for pussies. There I said it.
Well, I'm glad you can see, I guess.
So you weren't stabbed physically in the eyeball itself. It was probably some other membrane around the eye. Because if you were stabbed in the eyeball, wouldn't you have some sort of permanent damage?
Well, the thing is, the eye actually heals quicker than any other organ in the
body.
That
sounds like a bullshit statistic.
It heals incredibly quickly.
Sounds like something you would learn pretty quickly after being stabbed in the eye.
Yeah, I don't know.
I actually have a similar story that involves my eye and thinking I was blind, but for a much worse reason. Like, I was... I think I was about 20, 21, and I was working at this office, and as I was walking, there was a park nearby, and I was walking with my headphones, and I passed by this park, and there was, like, these 5 kids. They looked to be about, like, high school, like, maybe freshman, sophomore, and they ended up jumping me. I had my headphones on, but I heard, like, running behind me, and before I could turn around, I got hit in the back of the head, and, like, they were kids, so it's not like it hurt that much. And so I was like, what the fuck? Like, he hit me in the back of the head, and I was like, oh, this kid's fucked. And then I see 4 more of them following behind him, so I'm like, oh, crap, okay. So I go in defense mode, and I'm just trying to keep him in front of me. And I go into the middle of the street hoping that the cars coming will, you know, will make them back up a little. Because I'm walking in the middle of the street now. But no cars come at all. So it's just, it's like an empty street. And I'm like, all right, fuck. So what am I going to do? All right, so I'm like, I keep them all in front of me. And then one of them just steps up close to me and tries to swing. And I was able to evade that one, but the second one tagged me right in my upper left eye. And it ended up splitting the eyelid a little bit. Mm. And so immediately, my eyeball was covered with blood. Like, my whole eyeball. So I couldn't see a thing out of it.
It's the worst.
And I thought that he hit me so hard that he knocked my eyeball out of its socket. Oh, God! So I was fucking... I was like... I had my hand out to, like... pushed them away, and I was checking like my cheek to see if like, oh, is it hanging down here? And then I realized
I'd kill myself, dude. I'd kill myself. How can you live if that happened? How can you live?
People live with one eye all the time.
How can you live knowing that your eyeball went out of its socket, was rolling on fucking my string? On
like, I've had that moment.
Shock. The shock would make me kill myself.
I've had that moment.
Like,
no, never. Like in gym class, I've had that moment where like you get hit in the mouth with a hockey puck and it hurts and you know there's blood and for like a split second you don't. You're pretty sure
you're gonna kill yourself right then and there.
But like even that moment where you think all of your teeth have been knocked out, you're like, well, there goes my life. There goes what used to be a semblance of a human life. And now I gotta live without upper teeth.
Now I'm a freak.
That happened to me.
Nobody has fake teeth in this world.
I know exactly that feeling, Tiz, because that happened to me in college. That happened to me at a Fight Club party. I was drinking and I got some dick fucking knocked into me and I had my fucking...
Did a penis knock into you?
Not a dick, literal dick. Some asshole swinging out of nowhere.
Also, for further clarification, this wasn't an actual fight club.
No, it was not. This is just an apartment house that we had in college. And it hit me and my tooth... And so my cup hit my tooth and it knocked, like, it destroyed it. It was gone.
Cool.
So then I had... And I was in West Side Story at the time. I didn't know that this happened to you. I know. Well, because I fixed that shit quick. I was like, I don't want to be that guy. It's like, well, there goes my acting career. Because now I'm the fucking freak guy. With the one with no missing tooth. I can only play hillbilly parts from now on.
We call him 27 for his number of teeth.
You'd have a great whistle, though.
So, yeah, it was like, that was a nightmare for me.
So, if anybody wanting closure, my boss ended up driving by, and he came out of his car with a bat and chased him away.
Nice!
Man, are these little kids beating the shit out of you?
That's all, man.
My eyeball is gone! Okay, get in the car!
Oh, man. And then I had to get stitches in my eye, which sucked.
I've never had stitches, which I think that would be gross. I think stitches are gross.
Yeah, stitches are pretty gross.
Stitches, yeah. They're all right. Stitches on my lip right here.
That's super gross.
Wait, so Castelvi, with your tooth, what's the deal?
What do you mean?
Did it come out?
It did. Well, it split in half.
And it grew back.
No, it cracked.
They put a tooth.
Yeah, it cracked, but it was less than tooth. It was like, it might as well have been gone.
So did you go to the dentist?
I went to the dentist the following Monday. And got it replaced. I have a lot of teeth that are fake. This one's fake.
You have fake teeth?
Wow.
Yeah, I do too.
I do.
We've been best friends for how long? I've never known that.
Yeah, I never knew that about you, I guess. you fucking knew, Castelvi, that I had fake teeth, and you never said, like,
I'm
me
pretty
too?
Sure I made it clear. It's not like something I hide. Like, I got this.
No. None of us know.
And I don't have fake teeth. Don't ask me about it.
When Bebo opens himself up and he's very vulnerable,
I'm sure, because your story happened in college, and this, my front tooth and this tooth are fake because of second grade I got them knocked out, because I was on one of the merry-go-rounds, and I was like, I'm having fun on the merry-go-round, so I lean backwards, and then I fell, and then I get hit by all the legs.
Being trampled?
Just like a cartoon. And it was a steel, like a fucking 90s rusty fucking thing.
Oh.
And so it fucking destroyed me. I mean, my fucking front tooth was gone. And like I'm crying, I'm screaming. I got a new.
Did they stop the marriage? Like, what did they do?
Well, I'm sure. I don't know. I was getting the shit beat out of me. I didn't have time to look up and see. Well, I wonder what they're doing because all I saw was boom, 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 leg. Painful, and I was like, oh, my front tooth's gone. So that's why I think that I would have said something, because the second you told that story, I'd be like, oh, my tooth's fake right here.
We never heard that story.
Yeah, I've never heard it.
Not a one of you know that.
B-Wo, I heard about it. God, that sucks, man. If it's any consolation, you could have two teeth knocked out or something. God, I wish you had a friend with fake teeth.
George Washington.
And you got yours to being drunk and an idiot, to be fair.
Hang on a second.
Fotis's wedding.
Hang on.
Oh my God.
Castelvi, you are incorrect. Only partially. I already had the fake teeth because I was genetically I was just born without them. So
what?
What do you mean? Right, now this is where I step in. We've been friends for how long, and you have never told me you didn't ever have front teeth.
Never.
Is this thing born without them?
Mark knew that. I told Mark.
Well, we didn't.
I'm just offended.
Yeah, because right? I was born without the adult. These two adult
I've
teeth.
I've never heard.
Did
of
you have? Did so, you have the baby teeth? Though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait.
What teeth then?
It's front. It's
oh,
two
really?
Front.
They're the incisor is just inside of the canines for those of you listening.
Yeah, not the two front ones, just the incisors inside of the canine. It's a common thing.
Is it?
I actually know four girls with it. Same deal.
Say their names.
I don't want
to talk with all your lady friends about your teeth.
It's embarrassing. Well, it's embarrassing.
It's not really unless they haven't fixed it.
Well,
if they didn't fix it, then yeah.
One of them is Emily Bowen.
She's been ostracized from the world.
I'm kidding. Emily's good. She's very nice.
Yeah, suck it. but yeah, so I was born without them, so I've always had like the fake teeth in place of them there. And at Fotis's wedding, I got too drunk because I was trying to go drink for drink with Scott Danielson,
who's in the
but
and who has all his teeth.
Science won that one, and I lost, and so I got very drunk, and ended up like trying to go into some other hotel room in my underpants, and then I vomited in a bathtub for a while in a toilet.
Wow, I can't believe
and as I was vomiting,
of course
the tooth came out somehow.
I'd like to imagine that your vomit propelled itself with so much force that they were like fence posts blowing in the wind.
Oh, it was awful. It was just awful. It was everywhere.
It's like a scene from Twister.
And I had no idea.
Brian, do I have your permission to tell the story, the side of the story that I heard?
In one moment. In one moment.
All right.
I would also like to add, it was probably one of the lowest points of my entire life. That is probably
you didn't
one
get
of the
almost
worst.
Blinded, dude. That's probably
I
rough.
Didn't get almost blinded, but I it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad.
That was the grossest thing that ever happened to Bebo. The next morning.
Oh, it was very embarrassing. No. It was very embarrassing. And Scott will tell you what happened. The people that were around me as I was losing my tooth while vomiting.
For the record,
in the bathtub.
I wasn't there to verify this. I've only heard two accounts and the stories match.
but you were there. You were in the
room. So it's corroborated.
Said wedding drinking with Brian. And I remember that. I got very drunk as well.
I'm glad at least I made a dent.
Brian was sharing a hotel room with two mutual friends. They all went together and they shared a hotel room. And the next day, I got a voicemail from one of the guys saying, "Fucking Brian Wall."
That was probably Kenny.
No, it was Scott.
That was Scott that said fucking
Shogun.
Wow. Awesome. I can't believe I broke him down that bad.
Well, he was laughing about the whole thing. I called him up. Here's what he says. So they all pass out drunk after the wedding. At like 3 in the morning, Brian gets up and goes into the bathtub in his boxers and just throws up everywhere.
Why is he kept it in the bathtub?
I don't know.
No, I wasn't
in boxers. I was actually in whitey tighties. I had no other clean underwear, and I had those for.
But you
doing,
came prepared with
plays.
One pair,
and so that was my last pair.
That's funny, Chris.
And
don't
so
you all
in...
judge me? They're only whitey tighties.
So it's even worse appearing than Scott makes
okay,
it
so
seem. It was
really
worse.
Tight underwear. So the two guys are both awake, listening to him barf everywhere. And he gets out of the bathtub, goes out of the bathroom, doesn't say a word, and just goes back to bed.
Where does his teeth go?
They wake up in the morning, and Brian wakes them up, and it's like 9 or whatever now. And he's like, guys, someone fucking threw up in the bathtub.
You know what? Yeah, I think I have.
And
heard
I'm
that
missing
part.
Teeth. And they're like, Brian, what happened to your teeth? I don't know. Who threw up in the bathtub? Like, you did, asshole.
Someone's got to solve this mystery. We'll get
Jinkies.
To the bottom of it.
On the record,
where's my teeth?
And he cleaned it all up. But I don't know. Did you ever find out where your teeth went?
Not a fucking clue. I have absolutely no idea how I got in the bathtub and vomited. Besides, I was asleep, right? And yeah. Then I got up. After I went to sleep, I thought that was it. I didn't think I moved at all.
So you had your teeth prior to going to sleep.
Yeah.
So this leads me to believe that from the time you got in the bathroom is where the mystery takes place. No one knows. Even the person there will never know what really happened.
I have absolutely no idea what happened to my fucking tooth. Like, I could have ripped it out in a rage. I could have...
It doesn't seem likely.
But how likely does it seem that I would wake up and then just fucking sit in the tub in my tidy whities and vomit uncontrollably?
But if you're doing that, like, there's the chance you could, like, pass out for a second and, like, your head slams on the toilet.
That's what I was saying.
Or the tub basin. You know? But it seems like you would probably wake up in some pain or have...
Not that drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could have still been drunk enough that maybe he felt a lot of pain and he was bleeding everywhere, but he at least had the wherewithal.
But you wake up. When you're done, though, you're like, ow. It's like when you're punched in the face when you're really drunk. You're like, that didn't hurt.
No,
I'm drunk.
Dude, the gums...
You wake up and it hurts.
The gums heal faster than any part of the body. Fact.
Tins, Chris is getting there, okay?
Okay.
God, just
wait for it.
Yeah. Yeah, so I did that, and I had two friends that had to totally deal with it. It was
who's the other one?
It was Scott and Kenny. I was with Scott and Kenny.
I was
the youngest guy there. I was the youngest guy there, and I was like just trying to be cool like everybody else, and I was just a fucking moron.
It could be like your new manager at work or something. You know,
it could have been way worse.
Yeah, at least like it's always best that like. Because you're going to hit your unbelievably shitty lows sometimes in life.
No.
It's great that your friends are the ones to see you there and make fun of you about it.
Yeah, actually,
it's so much better.
The grossest thing I ever had to deal with was with a good friend of ours, Nick McCullough. On his 21st birthday.
They all happen to end in disgusting.
I promise you, mine is not a drunk story.
Go on. There was a quarter inch pool of Nick McCullough fluid around my toilet. On his 21st birthday.
Well, he has to say fluid because it was a mix of different things.
It was the worst
smell I have ever smelled in my life.
And we had to. He had elbow pads and knee pads on because he was a danger to himself and others.
Makula was wearing them?
Yeah, I put them on him.
And gave partially. Him a pillow for his head because he kept whacking his head against
the floor. Yeah, I put a helmet on him. Why? It was really funny.
He just kept screaming, Bente Uno, motherfuckers.
Damn it.
He just kept going, Bente Uno, mother
I wish he was here so he could defend himself.
He would
he wouldn't have a good explanation.
He would have no explanation. And then he would call out the names of the girls that he liked, who happened to be in my apartment at the time.
At the time?
So he'd be like, Jessica, I wanna fuck you!
Oh my god. I didn't believe every word you were saying.
No, I mean, like, what I remember, because I had, like, a rehearsal or something, and I also, I'm younger, so I wasn't at the bar for the birthday, and I just remember coming...
Was this McCool's birthday?
That's why he was screaming Bente Uno when he was 21.
And they got him so plastered. The poor guy, like he was everywhere.
And I remember hearing he left the bar, which was like across the street and, you know, probably like half a block down, and just through all the closed doors of our apartment, I just heard him screaming.
We could hear him from a half a block away.
So what exactly was he screaming?
And then he'd say, God, what else did he yell out? Like,
He did yell out, I want to fuck a lot.
Yeah, I want to fuck.
Nick Makula thongs now available at cafepress.com/Octavarius.
if you want to reprise that magic.
Oh God, it was so funny, but it was the worst mess I've ever had to clean up. It was horrible. It was just god awful.
On another sponsor related note, if you've ever had a financial mess that you've had to clean up, and we're being completely serious here,
are you in debt? Do you have trouble consolidating your bills? Take it away.
Oh, we actually have our first sponsor, LegalHelpers.com. Is that
LegalHelpers Debt Resolution?
LegalHelpers.com.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot.
LegalHelpers.com.
Yes.
You want to call
LegalHelpers? D as in dog, R as in Robert. .com.
The best thing for you to do is call them at 888-7-HELP-US.
I don't think that's the number. I work there.
Tell them the real number because
they're a sponsor. 866. Oh, God, no.
Uh-oh.
866-963-2354. Ask for me, Matt, and say you heard about it on Octavarius podcast.
Wait. And what will they give you?
Money.
They will help sponsor us so we can buy new equipment. If you guys only saw our setup here, you'd know why this was necessary.
You know what the B-bowl is.
Oh, the B-bowl.
Yes. Well, I guess now we have to explain, explain to him.
Not a damn
thing. I feel like we owe it to him to explain the B-bowl.
Oh, yeah, B-bowl is too confusing of a term.
Okay, so, I mean, really, we're only 10 weeks into podcasting, so we're still kind of in our infancy, I guess. And as such, our arsenal of podcasting equipment has been slowly growing. We now have the ability to hook up 4 mics at a time and have it all record at the same time. But in order to get all these shiny new toys, we've had to skimp on some other things. So what you're listening to
like
is
socks.
My microphone, which is being held up by a proper human mic stand.
Yeah, Chris Tins and Biwo get this mic. It's great.
They won the bet.
On the other hand, LP and Mark...
We have a bag bowl.
Yeah, you two are currently speaking out of a microphone, which is held in place by a large steel bowl with what appeared to
it's
be...
It's a bag. A paper
bag. Yeah, there's a bag in it to kind of angle it up.
Paper shopping bag.
The B-bowl is the microphone that Castelvi...
Arguably the funniest bowl.
The best bowl.
It's Castelvi and Scott are on this mic.
It's the one everyone tries to get.
They're at Uncle Fun over by Belmont and Southport in Chicago.
We should get that. We should let them sponsor us.
Oh, this?
Let them or
that's something
them.
We could probably actually
make,
get.
We should make them sponsor us.
Anyway, I bought for $3, I bought an inflated bee. Inflatable bee, I guess I should say.
Inflate a bee.
Turns out the bee is a piece of shit because it I inflated it maybe three times before it totally deflated permanently. That deflated bee is currently what's holding up the third microphone.
Now, that bee being a piece of shit does not speak at all about the quality of Uncle Fun products.
No, of course not. And if you'd go to what I assume is UncleFunChicago.com.
Yeah.
Google
no
Uncle
idea.
Fun Chicago.
Call, no idea. Could be anything.
Call 31.
Don't even have a website.
Call 312-56-UNCLE.
Geocities.com.
Dude, you just gave him a real number. You can't do that.
Yeah.
No way it's 56-UNCLE.
Yeah, that's not right at all.
I mean, somebody call it and I will give an extra value meal to someone.
I'm
going to
call
it
right now.
Speaking of,
all
right. You still owe me an extra value meal.
We're going to figure this out on the air.
312. All right, why don't you start telling your story, Tins? And then
non-drunk story.
Okay, so
so fucking special.
So my dad used to take my brothers and I out fishing once in a while. It was kind of a hobby of his for a little while.
Where would you go to fish?
Well, that was the thing. There weren't really many great places to fish in
Schaumburg.
Yeah, you can go to Bussy Lake, but the fish in there are shitty and not plentiful.
Maybe mutants, actually.
Yeah. So what we would always go to, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Turner Pond.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like on Nergy and
Roselle Road.
Yeah.
Nergy is...
I was going to say
Nergy.
It's like Roselle and Nergy, yeah.
Nergy
it's a little bit south of there, but yeah.
It's named after Jacob Nergy.
If you live in that immediate area, you know where it is.
I grew up there.
There's a Blockbuster there. There's an Uncle Bill's Diner.
I worked at that Blockbuster.
There's no way that Blockbuster's still there.
Not a chance in the world.
It is.
Blockbuster.
It's still there.
Okay, so yeah, we used to go to Turner Pond, which is a very small pond right off that corner. And
God,
I think
I know
it was
where this story's going.
Well, I think it was naturally stocked.
Gross, dude.
Shut the fuck up. It was naturally stocked with bluegills and like a few smallmouth bass, that sort of thing.
Real fighters, they call them.
Well, you know, we were younger, so it didn't really matter. We could fish
age?
For anything. We could have been 12 maybe at that point. Okay. I don't know. I'm estimating.
Yeah.
But after the first couple of times we went fishing there, we started to notice there was a crane there, like a little bird. And we noticed one time that he would, you know, do what cranes do. He'd hunt for a fish, he'd scoop it out of the water, and he'd eat a little bluegill. One day, my family and I decided, let's make this like the best day of this crane's life. And every one of the bluegill that we caught that day, which had to have been like 8, we would take over and personally drop off at the crane's feet.
That's awesome.
And the crane would devour every single one. Now, this could be totally coincidental, but I doubt it. The next time we went there, there was no crane. There was a skeleton.
Oh!
And what looked like a skin made of maggots.
Oh!
Devouring my family's crane. And I know it was the crane because it's hard to mistake the shape of a crane.
Now, Tins, I will say, while you say that story is disgusting, some people, looking at it in terms of the cycle of life, would say that's beautiful. What do you say about that, Tins?
Those people can S my D because
they're
wrong.
That's the circle of life.
That story was going to end up with. And then I pulled my fishing roll back, and the hook went right in my eye.
Because
I know that I've heard that story from so many people.
That happened to my dad, and
there's
he said
one?
Stop, and it didn't get pulled.
Oh my God, no!
He stopped her just in time.
Hang on, actually, at Turner Pond, I totally forgot about this. I think it was me, actually.
I think it was you. That's why I said I know this story.
One time, I caught a smallmouth bass. But I didn't catch it in its mouth.
Oh, no.
I hooked it somehow through its eyelid. And I believe out its head. Like a random piece of head.
What a terrible...
And we had to try and do the most delicate surgery on this thing to make sure that it wouldn't feel the barb of a hook going back the wrong
it's
way.
It's a
through
fish,
its eye.
Though, man.
It's a fish's
You're
eye,
gonna...
dude.
But you got it through the mouth. What's the difference between getting it through the eye and getting it through the mouth?
And getting it through the eye and brain.
You're killing it anyway. What do you care?
No, they live after the mouth.
Why would you? Well, no, not necessarily. This asshole's feeding them the cranes.
I can't speak to that choice.
No, dude, smallmouth bass are special. They deserve to go back and grow
Blue
into largemouth bass.
Fuck
Wait, Tins. So the crane, Do you think the crane died because of you guys?
I'm going to say like 70% chance. Yes.
What do you think killed this crane?
Because you...
I think we overfed it. Like if a crane is if a crane is left to its like its own abilities, it's probably going to eat its fill, and it's either going to stop when it's full, or you know maybe it's trying to hunt all day, and it's just not that successful because it's only a fucking crane.
I don't know.
But
if that's...
it's like if you just keep putting food. Like I've got a big old fat dog back at home, and if you keep feeding it food, it will devour it until it gets
How many
sick.
Fish did you feed this thing for Christ's
like
sake?
Like eight. Cranes aren't that big, man. We fed him like 5 pounds worth of fish.
There's no way eight bluegill are... I guess maybe.
Can cranes just not puke?
Well, the thing is, they're bluegill. We fed them...